by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
All right, beautiful day to you. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. All right, so this is the particular episode where we get to call it a wrap, right? Okay, so if you have missed out, perhaps maybe this is like the first time you're listening to the Moments with the Queen show, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. My name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host. Aha. All right, so basically throughout this month of June, we have been talking about purpose discovery and the essence of purpose discovery. And of course, we started by talking about why you need to know what you're on earth for. And then we advanced. We had a life coach here in the studio with us, and we connected via telephone. I'm talking about the person of Emanuela Odia, who is a life coach, and she also came in and talked to us about ways that you can actually get to, you know what on earth you are here for. And then we had Mr. Purpose himself, in person of Mr. Noah Toluleke, who joined us from Lagos State, and he came, you know, specifically for the late bloomers, people who think that perhaps there is an age limit to when you get to become all that you want to be in life. All right, so this is Grace 95.5 FM, wherever it is you're listening to us from. We're broadcasting from the top of Mount Patti. You should Google Mount Patti. All right, so we're broadcasting from the top of Mount Patti here in the conference city called Lokoja. All right, and today I'm just going to, you know, be bringing it all together, and then I will give you an opportunity to show that you have been following this series, because at the end of the show we'll give one person, just one person, the opportunity to win an airtime voucher courtesy of the Moments with the Queen community, or right here on Grace 95.5 FM. All right, so we started with the essence of purpose discovery. And one of the things that actually, you know, persons or people usually get to debate on is, can I not just live my life how I want to live my life? And at the end of the day, I don't, you know, people think that it's about maybe making it to heaven or making it to hell kind of thing. But no, that is not the idea. The idea is fulfillment. True fulfillment comes when you are a square peg in a square hole, and you're not trying to fit into everywhere, because you get to even stress yourself. All right, so in case you missed out on the series, my advice is go on Google and click, like, go on any search engine of your choice and click on the Moments with the Queen podcast. The Queen is spelled as KWEENPODCAST. So that's Queen Podcast, KWEENPODCAST. So just go on Google and click on that, and you can follow through all the classes from when we started the very first week in June. Now, basically what I want you to understand as you listen to this is, whether you are in your late 50s or late 60s or late 70s, it's never too late to begin to do the right thing. Because someone called in to ask in the course of our shows, and of course we're going to revisit that. Kudos to everybody who's been participating one way or the other, asking questions, you know, following the show religiously. God bless you big time. Now, somebody asked, and the question came and said, he said, if there's something that you want to do, but your knowledge isn't enough. In other words, there are limitations. So what is the ideal way to go about that? And that was a question that came. And in the person's words, you probably want to be something and you're not educated enough. So maybe you want to be a pilot, or you want to be a hair hostess, and you're not properly educated for it. And first of all, I want to start by saying, purpose is not ambition. All right, I thought I was going to try and take away all those myths as we advance. Purpose is not ambition. Purpose is your why. Purpose is the reason why you were here on earth. And that's why one of the things I keep on saying when it comes to purpose discovery is, you cannot know your true purpose if you don't have that decision, or you don't take that decision rather, to know God. Because God has made you, and God is not just a figure, a religious figure that we get to keep on mentioning and, you know, mentioning. No, we understand that there is a creator, and only the creator fully understands his creation. And so for you as a creation, when you really want to get to know who, to know why you are here on earth, you have to understand who created you. So purpose is your why. The need that the creator saw on earth that he believed that you can actually meet that made him put you here on earth. Now that's aside. Now your ambition is your desire. Basically, many times fueled by so many things. Now, it's not exactly wrong in itself to be ambitious if you want to look at ambition from the perspective of dreaming big. That's how some people define ambition. Like, you are a big dreamer. Now, that is not wrong in itself. But with purpose, your motives get refined. I'm going to give a rundown of some of the things that we talked about when we talked about the essence of purpose discovery. Now, when you talk about ambition, your motives could be whack. Like, you could be doing stuff just so the world will know you. And even though that in itself is not exactly bad, but that is not enough. Okay, so if the world gets to know you and everybody's chanting your name, like people who probably want to do, you know, go into the entertainment industry, somebody listens to me and says, Queen Sis, and one day I really want to be on the radio and I'm talking, my dear, trust me, it's not that deep. I'm saying the truth. Because, okay, so you're on the radio and everybody's shouting your name, and then what next? To what end? Of what good is it bringing to the next person? So if people get to chant your name and you're famous and you're well known, it boosts your ego. It makes you proud. You feel like you've arrived. My dear, you haven't. You haven't, because like I said, there is always room for more. So you have to first of all understand that purpose is not ambition. You can stay and then you can just decide, okay, I want to be this person so that the world will fans me. Now that is not good enough. Although there are certain times where your ambition can link sort of to where you are supposed to be. In other words, your ambition kind of links to your purpose. So maybe you have that vision of being a teacher and you're in a big hall and you're talking to people. Those thoughts in your heart are not out of it. They are not wrong. But then purpose gets to make you understand, why do I want to be in a big hall talking to people, and what do I want to be talking to those people about? That's where refining comes in. And that's why I told you something about purpose discovery. If you listen to the course of this, our program that we've been having from the very first Friday in June, I said it's something that keeps unraveling even till you die. There's no one person who says, I've grasped it all. I now understand everything about myself. I know myself 100%. Because you keep unraveling. We are limitless beings as human beings. We are limitless. So every limit that you choose to have is yours. So to that person who asked, if what I want to do, I don't have the capacity to do it, start from what you have the capacity to do. Start from one. Once you reproduce one, you get two. Once you reproduce two, you get three. You produce three, you get four. And then replication keeps happening and keeps happening. And if you're that consistent, you will find out that your capacity begins to expand. But you cannot dwell with latent energy in such a way like you're not doing anything with what you have. And you just want that phase, that top mark, that bar that you feel like you've seen, that pedestal that you want to climb to. It's not just going to fall on you. You have to climb. I remember what they say about climbing, that if you climb up, you stay. But if you jump up, you fall down. Yeah, you get it, right? Yeah, exactly. So there is that. All right. If you're just joining in, this is Grace 95.5 FM. We are broadcasting from the confluent city called Lokoja. You can tell your friends, tell your family, tell people that need to hear this, that they should stay connected via our website at grace955fm.com. And I'll take that again. It is grace955fm.com. By the way, we have tremendous news about the Moments with the Queen podcast. Recently, the Moments with the Queen podcast ranked the number 11 podcast, you know, in the world. And this was done by blog.feedspot.com. I missed a number of podcasts on leadership out there, of course, leadership podcasts, where you want to talk about leadership, because this podcast is about leading self, being able to develop yourself and build capacity. All right. So I want to say a very big shout out to the blog.feedspot.com for doing that analysis. I did a checkup and I found out that I don't think that there's any other African on that list. So it's a huge honor, you know, for us to you know, for the Feedspot, blog.feedspot.com, to have seen the Moments with the Queen podcast as valuable enough to actually, you know, hit that pedestal. So we celebrate that win. And we know that there is more, a lot more to come about that. All right. So get your friends, get your well wishers, get people who you know matter to you, people who you know you want their lives to be transformed, and tell them to plug into this. I would go on a really quick break, play your lovely, lovely, lovely song, short break. And then we'll be right back. Remember that you can send in text messages that have questions that you want to ask. And ideally, I usually tell you to do that, but today is a bit different. Any question that you want to ask, please, you would have to do it online via our social media page just for today. Okay, I know you want to send in sharp, it's easier to just, you know, use probably free SMSs or, you know, and just send in your questions, but there's something we're trying to do online, and we want you to get online. Okay, so if you say, but I'm not on Instagram, I'm not on WhatsApp, and I have questions that I want to ask, how about you get somebody who you can actually get to speak to, who can help you ask the questions, right? And then, of course, by next week, we'll open the phone lines and you can send in your SMSs and we'll be able to see it and address it. But for today, we want you to go to the Purpose Discovery Series flyer that's already up on our page on Instagram, and leave your comments in the comments section. Okay, you rock. Mwah. Okay, so enjoy this beautiful song. I'll be right back.
Man, that your master is soprano, your best, you know. Now with God we go survive. The devil, make we no worry, yo. The trouble in the world go better. And she don't no worry, yo. Tell your party we go day fine, yo. Make we no worry, yo. Ekenedikena komele no make one song. Make we no worry, yo. Jesus for the good. Devil don't come again with coronavirus. But now who they want key? Don't show again with the coronavirus. My brother was sure and clean up. They don't come again with the coronavirus. My brother made to fast and pray. Don't show again with the coronavirus.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
All right, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for staying with us. I hope that particular song blessed you as much as it blessed me. All right, this is still the Moments with the Queen show. If you are wondering what the Moments with the Queen show is about, we are centered around capacity building, mind transformation. We're centered around making you not just the best version of yourself, but also making you like Christ, making you, you know how they talk about that ideal? Everybody's yearning to be perfect, but we're not yet perfect. I know that. But if you have that open mind that, hey, there's room for more and I can grow. And while I grow, I can actually get better, you know, with whatever it is that the way I live my life on earth and whatever it is that I do, it changes your mindset and perceptions about a lot of things. Before I go ahead, I just want to announce to us that next month, which is the month of July, from the very beginning of next month, we will be looking at business, you know, how to sell. We'll be looking at mastering the business of your talent. Many people think that, okay, so when you talk about living purposefully, then how do you make money? I asked that question to Mr. Toluleke, and he explained that there was no way you were going to live in passion, you live in purpose passionately, that you would not make money. Now, the truth is, yes, that is actually to an extent true, but there are also principles that you need to understand when it comes to finances, when it comes to savings, when it comes to investment, when it comes to selling, all right? So if there's something that you do, maybe you have a business, there's something that you do, I just want you to stay tuned to the Moments with the Queen show, because we're going to be bringing it to you back to back as it is hot. They call and say, as it is hot, Abby. Exactly. So we're going to be getting a couple of guests, and sometimes I will probably do it alone, but I just want you to understand that if you open your mind to what we will be discussing for the next 1 month, in the month of July, your business will take another turn, and you would not have any excuse as to why your business would fail, because we'll talk about marketing, we'll talk about how it is to convince somebody, we'll talk about the place of value, you know, in whatever it is that you sell, and we're going to be looking at all these things from the, I don't know what I want to call it, you know how they say, it's not a mafian kind of perspective where you say dog eat dog out there, not that kind of perspective whereby you're just aimed at making profit. No, we're not just looking at business from the point that it's just so aim of making profit. We're looking at business from the point whereby you're making impact and you're making profit. So I don't think you want to miss out on our event from next month. All right, so let's get back to business. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. This is us wrapping up on the Purpose Discovery series, which we started this month in the first Friday in the month of June, and this is the last Friday. Woohoo! Amazing. This is the last Friday in the month of June, and you are awesome. If you followed this series, you followed it the first Friday, second Friday, third, and you're following it now, I owe you something. I hope you are our winner. I hope you become the winner of our airtime voucher. I really hope you do. And I would like to know you personally. I really want to know who that person is who has taken this particular show seriously and who can say that sincerely, my life has been changing. All right. I said, first off, we started with understanding and knowing the essence of purpose discovery. That was what we talked about during the very first week. And some of them include, in purpose discovery, you discover God. And I said that before I went on the break, but that's something that we also mentioned during our very first episode. And then you said you cannot really know yourself without knowing God. That's one essence of purpose discovery. So while you're trying to know yourself, to know God, no hard. I was speaking with someone recently and he's like, sis, and anytime you talk about God, you make it look like it's so easy. I'm like, it's because we think it's difficult. That's why people are finding it hard to do. First of all, the very first thing I like to tell people that you need is sincerity. Be sincere. You are talking to someone that knows your thoughts and knows, you know, he sees what you think. So you cannot hide from God. All right, so there's that. And then the second thing about purpose discovery is that it takes you out of the rat race. You just know what to do. So someone said something recently that, do you know the funny thing about a rat race? Rat race, where everybody's trying, you're trying to hustle, make it be like, say, last, and make ends meet now, make we do this, make we do that. Everybody just, they do go-go-ti. She said, do you know one of the sad things about a rat race? That even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. I'm going to say that again. Even if you win the rat race, you are still a rat. All right? And if you can understand that it's not just about the animal, it's about the mindset, it's about the fact that you want to be different, you want to embrace your uniqueness. God has put something in you that is your selling point, that will make you not have to start begging people to do this for you and do that for you. It will make you outstanding. How am I going to scream this out? Am I going to scream it? How am I going to make you understand this, man? Okay, calm down, sis, and calm down. But really, yeah, this is something that you have to understand. That your purpose, that thing that God has put in you, will make you outstanding. You get to understand this better when I revisit, you know, the points that Mr. Noah Toluleke put up for us that we were going to use to also understand our purpose. All right, and then of course, so you're still a rat even if you win the rat race. And trust me, you want to get off that mindset and understand that you're unique and do your thing and not be trying to. Do you know that if you know your purpose, yeah, if you understand your purpose, yeah, you would the competition, right, will be eliminated from your mind. Do you know people see people excel and they feel intimidated because they've not understood what it is to walk in purpose. See, if you are walking in purpose, you would understand that anybody that is even doing what you're trying to do, because I told you that your purpose is not about you. So for example, you're trying to help children, you're trying to help the poor. That is your purpose. And so you do, you are a teacher and you gather poor kids in the street and you teach them. That is your purpose. If you see somebody else who now comes to give those street children food, you will not start saying, all the while, I've been the one in this area, training these children, teaching them with my sweat. And now somebody, no, you will say, oh God, thank you so much, because you've brought in somebody that would lift this burden from me, you know. So it's not just about me teaching them right now, and I'm teaching them on an empty stomach. I'm teaching them, and another person is also fulfilling purpose, and that person is feeding them. You don't see that person as a competition. You understand that this is collaboration, so that the work can grow. Do you get it? So many times people get intimidated when they hear, you know, when you begin to get intimidated by another man's success, you must check what the foundation of your own success is. Check what motivates you. Check what your drive is. As in, you are intimidated. I want to make this person know that he's nothing. What for? The sky is not big enough for everybody to fly. Can you not shine your shine? Let another person shine his own. Ask your neighbor, are you a witch? I know that sounds really funny, but then if you actually look at it, it's something, you know, to really think on. Sometimes people don't just like to see that somebody is excelling. Like, it aches them to understand that another person is succeeding. So when you see someone doing something, even if that thing is similar to yours, and as far you are doing, I told you, purpose is not for you. So if this person is delivering to the same set of audience that you're delivering to, there's something unique about you, and you understand that you guys are going to work together. Some people compete with people that they should be partnering with. That's a topic for another day. All right, so another thing that we talked about, the essence of purpose discovery, is that purpose discovery makes your life matter. Remember that how you spend your life, how you spend your time is life, because your time is life. Time is life, right? So how you spend your time matters a lot. When you've understood and discovered your purpose, it makes your life matter. You're not just moving to Ilesha. Somebody will call you and say, let's go to Abuja now. You say, Abuja, let's go. Mm-mm. You understand that this is where I am heading, and you go there. All right. Another thing that we talked about is purpose discovery refines your motives. Purpose discovery, you gain value and money comes to you. And this is why we'll be talking about business, you know, from the month of July. So when you understand your purpose, you gain value and money comes to you. All right. So when you start living in purpose, maybe it might seem like money is not coming immediately. There are some people that money comes immediately. All right. There are some things that people have. There are some gifts that people have. My younger brother, for example, I was telling one of my bosses recently, I said, my brother, very early, I will not say I'm the person that, maybe when it comes to handwork, I have it all through. I'm not good with making hair and all that. But my brother used to make toys as a little guy. You know, he's still very little anyway, but when he was way younger, when I would not have thought about that, my mom used to tease me tease my brother whenever he's making those toys, that your sister, when she was your age, she's always carrying dictionary. Every time she's reading dictionary, I told my mom, I said, see, leave him, he has his own head. I don't know why I'm going into this, but I believe that there's probably a parent listening to this. I want you to pick a cue. Look at what I'm doing today. I'm a broadcaster. I do media. I write scripts. I do drama. You know, everything that has to do with communications, you find me there. So why I not go carry a dictionary they read? That was just the seed that God had put on my inside, manifesting at that early age. So my brother is picking up seesaws and paper. Hey, if you're a kid and you're listening to this, I'm not telling you to go and start destroying your mother's house. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm trying to say is, if you are a parent, understand how to harness a child's giftings. Trust me, you don't know your child. You just get, see, God, you're a steward. God has given you that child. You just get to understand and know who that child really is as you yield yourself to God. My brother used to make toys and sell it to people in the school. Yes, because the toys are cool. So he will come back home, he will make them. When my brother learned chess, he's very good at chess. By the way, my brother beats me hands down in chess. I don't even try to argue. Yeah, so my brother is a great chess player. He's my younger brother, he's just in GS3, but he plays chess crazy. Recently won a chess competition that they did in Delta State, and he won it. And before he won that chess competition, my mom did not want him to go because there was a registration fee. She said she did not have money, and you don't want to know how much was needed. Basically, my mom just felt, what nonsense, why would you be wasting your life playing chess? I beg. And she did not want him to go, until when she went there, she was like, Sisan, your brother was standing with big people and he won. I said, but imagine this young man came crying to you that, mommy, I want to register for this chess competition. And you say, what is chess? You are telling him that his sister is to read dictionary. Our head is different. What my brother does, I cannot do it. So it would now not make sense for me to start comparing. I don't ever make him feel uncomfortable. I'm my brother's cheerleader. What is that thing you want to do, young man? Do it. My brother saw a cartoon where the young boy was a guitar player. And he used to play the guitar. And I played that song a lot. I don't know if I could get it. I probably played it as well. Un Poco Loco. Coco. And he made a guitar. As in, the young man stayed. I'm not talking about guitar that is like a caricature guitar. Like, it looked like a guitar. The size and everything was like a guitar. And my mom was pissed. What nonsense? Why would you spend your time? And the only thing that was going through my mind is, how did this boy carve this thing out? How did he see these twines and know that these twines can make guitar strings? Because I would never have thought about that. See, if you want me to come and talk, call me, I will talk for you. Alright? But when it comes to doing stuff where you say, okay, come and make hair, I ain't there, forget it, I ain't doing that. Alright? So, you listening to me, there's something you can relate to what I'm saying. You can claim for Africa. You're so detailed like that. That is what we are talking about. You are unique. Don't come and start competing without your brother that is a mathematics guru. What is your strength? Go and develop it. Alright? And then of course, while you develop your strength, you don't just get to ignore your weaknesses and say, that's how I am. No, you also work on them as well. But then, that is how you get to gain value. That's how you get to understand your uniqueness. So, while we talked about that, we also advanced and we had Ella Odia, and she had a few things where she also talked about, and I would get back to you on that. Don't go nowhere. This is still Grace 95.5 FM. Queen Sisan is my name.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action. Be you transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
It's Moments with the Queen. A very pleasant evening to you. This is Abimbola Oshodi once again on Speech Rebranding Today with Abimbola. And today I will talk about common tautologies that people make use of. Now, tautology is just the redundant use of words. So you're trying to make use of a word, and right beside it you place another word that draws its meaning from the first word. Usually that is how it occurs. And I know you must have heard things like reverse back, seek for, discuss about, and things like that. So today I'll just explain why they are wrong and what you're meant to say. So the first one is reverse back. Reverse back, when you're reversing, you're going back. So the back is not necessary. Just say reverse. Then seek for. Seek means to look for. So if you say seek for, you're actually saying look for, all right? So you just want to say seek, or you want to say look for. Then the other one is discuss about. To discuss is to talk about something. So you don't want to say, I want to talk about. When you say discuss about, you're saying talk about. So you either say discuss or talk about. Then we have should in case. Now, should you come along, let me know. Or in case you come along, let me know. So you're not meant to say, should in case you come along, let me know. So you choose either should or in case. And the final one is,
can be able to. Now, can means to be able to. So you either say, I can do it, or I will be able to do it, not I can't be able to do it. So I need you to look out for these and be conscious of them when you're speaking or when you're writing. Until I come to work again, keep speaking like you mean it. You could reach me via Eloquence for Elite on Instagram or Abimbola Wisdom Moshodi on Facebook.
It's Moments with the Queen.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
All right, thank you very much for staying with me. Thank you. This is still Grace 95.5 FM. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. We would not be having the Sell Your Market segment today. I apologize. And basically, I'll tell you why we'll not be having the Sell Your Market segment. The Sell Your Market segment is going to resume. But when the Sell Your Market segment resumes, I want you to be able to sell your market better. First of all, I am heartbroken. I'm going to go back to what we're talking about. I'm heartbroken because basically it's obvious, or it shows that many people don't understand the essence of marketing. Not many people even understand what marketing is all about. So, and then there are people who have ideas as per why I go open my mouth when they talk what they do for radio. Person went on buy and he did it. I beg, forget. But if you can understand time, one, if you can understand your customers, many business owners don't even know who their customers are, and they don't understand their customers. If you can understand your customers, if you can understand the essence of online publicity, which is why I've been screaming, open an online page. If you can understand all this, by the time you're coming up to speak here for 40 seconds, you will have the right things to say. See, if you cannot talk for your business and you have a child that can talk, go and call your child to talk. Basically, sell yourself. Sell yourself in such a way that if you make cake, let people that are listening be like, I want to taste this person's cake. If you make hair, sell yourself. What is that thing that if you say right now, everybody wants to locate you? Everybody wants to call you. Package it. Package it. If it's for you to do discount, do the discount. When you say, even if it's okay, the first 5 customers that will call me, I will do it for them free. Let me tell you something, like 50 people will call you. By the time 50 people have called you, you've picked your first 5. The remaining people will pay money. Be creative. So we're not going to be having to sell your market this week, but from next week, after we've had mastering the business of your silence, and we've had a segment where we talk about how to sell. How to sell. Sell anything. Sell yourself. Sell your business. How to sell. By the time we're done with that, then we'll have a proper structure for the Sell Your Market segment so that you can make the most of it. All right. Okay. So we had Ella Odia, and Ella Odia had a couple of things to tell us. She talked about shape. She said, if you want to know your purpose, look at your spiritual gifts, your shape. Look at your passion, your heart. And then look at your abilities, the things you can do. She talked about looking at your personality. She talked about your experiences. All right. So your spiritual gifts, your heart, your passion, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. And then Mr. Noah Toluleke, while he talked about late bloomers, he also mentioned another acronym. He titled that one, Makeup. Look at your motivation. Look at your anointing. Look at your areas of keen interest. Look at your environment. What pleases you or what pressures you? Look at your uniqueness. How do you stand out? And look at your passion. All right, so we had these two guests, and Mr. Noah Toluleke also addressed the whole idea of recovering purpose. So maybe you are listening and you feel like it's already too late for me to do what are the things I want to do. Maybe you run a 9-to-5 job, like you go to work in the morning and you come back at night. The very first way for you to know what you really want to do with life, what your heart yearns for, is to answer this question. if you had all the money in the world? I'll take it again. If you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing right now? Just say it. Many people like to say, charity, I will just be giving to orphanage, I will just be... Don't just jump on any random thoughts. Think well. When I mean, what would you be doing? I don't mean as per donations. What kind of job would you be doing? What would you be doing with your time? Would you just want to just be giving to charity? If that's what you want to do, it's fine. But I want you to think on it, right? If you have all the money in the world, what would you be doing with your time at the moment? What would you be doing? What would you be doing differently? What difference? Tell me. And then, for the recharge card voucher, I told you we're going to be giving recharge card vouchers. So if you have all the money in the world, what would you be doing with your time? I want you to write it out. Not everybody can do this, but if you know you want our 1,500 naira recharge card voucher, just write it out on a sheet of paper. Write the question. Write it out on a sheet of paper. If I had all the money in the world, this is what I will do. Then, put a brief summary of what you have learned from this Purpose Discovery series. So write a summary of what you've learned of this Purpose Discovery. It doesn't have to be so long. Write that out. Then tell us, if you have all the money in the world, what would you be doing? What job would you be doing? Just the most articulated thoughts, the person who has the ability to really convey his thoughts well on paper the most is going to win a recharge card voucher. Now, what do you do? When you write that, you've answered these questions, the two questions actually, just write a brief summary of what you have learned from the Purpose Discovery series. And then tell us, if you have all the money in the world, what would you be doing differently? What would you be doing at the moment? Just state it. So when you answer those two questions, write it down on a paper or in a book or however it is you want to do it. Snap it and then tag at Grace 95.5 FM on Instagram. So if you're not following our Instagram page, please follow our Instagram page, all right? Follow our Instagram page. Follow our Instagram page. You can upload it on your story, or you can upload it on your feed. However you want to upload it, just tag at Grace 95.5 FM. And the most compelling piece is going to be the winner of our voucher. I'm going to take it again. If you probably feel like, oh, I missed out on a lot, I'll want to follow it. You can go on Google, Moments with the Queen podcast. Queen is spelled K-W-E-E-N. And then, of course, podcast. So go on the Moments with the Queen podcast. You can listen again. Then answer the question. If you have all the money in the world, what would you be doing differently? Now, write that out and tell us a brief summary of what you have learned from the Purpose Discovery series. Snap it with your phone. Get somebody. Just, we want to see the efforts. What we are rewarding now is the effort. Because there are some people who are like, there are people, everybody's at different places. No problem, we're not forcing you, don't do it. But if you are really looking out for, to make a result out of what you're hearing, because it's not just about hearing, it's about taking actions. Alright, so all you have to do is do that, itemize that, write it out, snap it, after snapping it, send it across, you know, put it up on your feed or on your story and tag at Grace 95.5 FM. And you can tag me as well, Queen Sisan, K-W-E-E-N-S-I-S-A-N. Alright, so you have from today being Friday till about next week. So our winner will be announced on Friday next week. And if nobody does it, of course, we'll retain our voucher. So there is that. So of course, who is going to be our celebrity for that particular Friday? Alright, so there. Okay, so thank you very much once again. And that's how we have actually driven it from the very first Friday in the month of June. We advanced and we advanced and we advanced, and here we are. Basically, we are doing all this because you need to understand that there are some people that may not be reached if you don't step up and do what God has called you to do. There's some people that may not be rich. There are some people, there's some lives that are still, they're still waiting for you. There's family members waiting for you to take up that thing that God, that mandate, that place where you're supposed to be, that place that you have actually, you know, been put out to influence, that place. All right. So this is something that you need to understand. All right. And that's the reason why it is very important, really, really, really important that you Yes, that's why it is really, really important that you decide to ask yourself relevant questions and choose to live life purposefully. All right? I'm going to leave you with an amazing song. And after that song, of course, we'll join Abimbola Oshodi, the speech rebrander. Don't go nowhere and do not touch that dial. All right, I hope you've been able to pick a thing or two on tautology. All right, and of course, hopefully you would not create such blunders and make such errors as to repeat words that mean the same thing. My name is Queen Sisan. You can follow me on my Instagram, LinkedIn, almost every relevant social media platform by that name, Queen Sisan, KWEENSISAN. Your feedbacks are amazing, all right? Apologies, we did not take calls today. Want me to tell you a little secret? This is particularly a recorded version, all right? So we are not going live today, all right? But next week, by this time next week, we'll be live and we're taking calls. I know that your heart is full. There are things that you want to say. I want to hear you too. I tell you from my heart, I want to hear you too, all right? So, I look forward to hearing from you. Remember, you can send us an email at mwtkcommunity1@gmail.com. I'll take that again, mwtkcommunity1@gmail.com. Or you can just reach us on Instagram at mwtkcommunity on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Moments with the Queen Community. By the way, I have been seeing a lot of your loves on Facebook and it is amazing. I just want to say I celebrate you. So as many of you who has made the attempt to get into the community on Facebook, I see your comments. I see how you tell me, Queen Sisan, oh, I'm lovely. I'm seeing your face. I celebrate you. Mwah. You rock. I mean, you are one of the reasons why this show still goes on. I celebrate you. Do not forget that if you want to sponsor this show, there's something you want to put an ad on this show, you want to get your business on this show, all you have to do is reach us on 090-171-64357. I'll take that again, 090-171-64357. If you call in and there's no response, please send an SMS, all right? So once you say, okay, I want to sponsor this show.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.